It turned out mostly that what Miss Level did was chores, endless chores. You looked in vain for broomstick tuition, spelling lessons, or pointy hat management. There were the goats, technically led by Stinky Sam, who had a shed of his own, but really led by Black Meg, the senior nanny, who patiently allowed Tiffany to milk her, then carefully and deliberately put a hoof in the bucket. And if you shouted, then she'd won, and she sniggered at you. Next, there were the bees. A dozen hives. Miss Level made Tiffany wear a veil and gloves before she opened one. "Good morning, Hive 3. This is Tiffany." Tiffany half expected some horrible high-pitched buzz to pipe up "Good morning, Tiffany," but it didn't. "You have to talk to your bees, you see. I chat with them most evenings. News, gossip, that sort of thing." Then there was the big herb garden. Although it contained very little that you'd stuff a turkey with, there was a lot of work to be done collecting and drying them. Miss Level was big on herbs. Tiffany found there was more than chores, though. There was what Miss Level called filling what's empty and emptying what's full. Only one of Miss Level's bodies went out at a time, and filling what's empty and emptying what's full meant wandering the local villages and isolated farms and mostly doing medicine. Witches did a lot of midwifery too, which is a kind of emptying what's full, and certainly the basket Miss Level carried filled up more than it emptied. They'd walk past a cottage, and a woman would come scurrying out with a fresh loaf or a jar of pickles, even though Miss Level hadn't stopped there. "You do what you can," said Miss Level as they walked through the woods one morning, "and people give what they can when they can. Pretty soon people will be killing their pigs for the winter, and I'll get more brawn, ham, bacon and sausages turning up than a family could eat in a year."
"And what do you do with it all?"
"Store it."
"But you..."
"I mean I store it in other people. What I don't need, I take to those who don't have."
"But I bet some people are too mean to pay."
"Not pay. A witch never expects payment, and everyone's poor around here. But it all works out. Right, we're going to visit old Mr. Weevil again. He's 91, you know."
Tiffany said, "Oh dear," inside.